Singer and songwriter Justin Angelo has surrounded himself with good musicians, and that makes him bring his best to the group.
I feel like I'm surrounded by musicians who are musically much better than myself, and that brings, you know, my all to it, because I'm not just trying to do this for me, you know, I'm doing this for the collective of what we're trying to achieve here.
The collective is known as the Justin Angelo Band, and Justin, along with drummer Dustin Love, bassist Brendan Stengel, and keyboardist Aaron Trissot, were all on point when they played some songs in our studio recently.
Feels like you're slipping on the daily race. You got the last few years written on your face.
Justin writes the songs, and for him, that process is somewhat of an instinctual process rather than a conscious effort.
I write subconsciously. So, in other words, basically, I'll come up with a riff. I always come up with a groove first. It's all about the groove. And I try to get to a point where I'm sitting on my couch just like playing it over and over and over again until I kind of lose where I am a little bit. And I just get to that surrendering point, and then I'll leave my recorder on, and I'll just leave it on for like a half hour.
He'll listen to those recordings, and sometimes they find life as a song or as part of a song.
You know, I'm not really trying to really write an opinion so much as I'm trying to write something from within myself, you know? And I feel like that kind of takes the me out of it so much, because I don't really know where it comes from. It just kind of comes.
When I talk to musicians, I like to find out if there was one song in their formative years that really launched them into playing music. When I asked Justin about that, he said,
"Yeah, actually, from John Mayer's album, Room for Squares, the last song on that is Not Myself. The big key line to that song is said, 'Would you want me when I'm not myself?' And I love that line because it's him talking to himself about how he appeals to others. And I found that to be a very introspective song."
The band just released an album recorded on 2-inch tape, which used to be the standard before recording on computers.
It was an interesting process because we did the guitar and the drums together to get that live feel. And I guess we basically just did 3 live takes, pretty much. And then, you know, we tried to do as little punching as humanly possible.
Punching is a way to fix just part of a performance by punching in and out of the recording.
Because I really wanted that open, live feel, you know. There was definitely some things that had to be edited, but no, like, auto-tune.
No auto-tune needed for the Justin Angelo Band. You can see it for yourself. Their performance in our studio is at WITF.org/music. For WITF Music, I'm Joe Ulrich.
Because it's not what you say. And it's not what you want.
Support for WITF Music comes from The Millworks.
Now I feel like I'm losing.